Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Hey, hey. It's the snake.
Welcome What's up? So, one thing that we heard over ticket stock mm-hmm. that was relayed to me, I didn't hear it personally, but I heard it through the grapevine, as they say. And that is your boy back here, Tipsheet. His wife says that he eats pizza 5 times a week for dinner.
No, I do not.
4 times?
If I could, I would. She won't let me.
Are you sure?
Oh, so for dinner, huh?
She says 5 times and lunch.
No, I don't eat it that much, I promise.
Pizza's anytime.
But, yeah, if it's on the menu, I'll eat it. I don't care. I don't get sick of it.
I don't either. Pizza's universal.
How many times a week could you eat it?
At least 3 and not get tired of it. Sure.
Is that your number one go-to won't get tired of it food?
That's a good one. Probably.
Good question.
Yeah, probably.
Like, kind of tacos are for me. Probably I could do it 3 times a week or some form of Mex.
I love tacos.
I mean, I eat sandwiches almost every day, though, but it's from different places, so it doesn't really count.
You do eat sandwiches every day.
Uh-huh.
I love sandwiches. They're so, like, just a good sandwich.
The best.
It is.
There's just nothing like it. So many ingredients combined to make one big one.
That's why I make a wrap every day, because it's, although I make the exact same wrap every single day.
So many different ways.
Yeah.
And you can just go plain if you want. Like, I don't even like to dress my sandwich up too much.
You don't have to.
Plain.
You don't have to.
Like, I don't need
PB&J.
I don't need to put any, I definitely don't put tomatoes on it, but I don't even eat lettuce on my sandwich.
Yeah. I don't blame you. All right, it's Ladies' Day. We reached out to the ladies.
Hey, ladies.
And they came through. So Melly starts us off with F1, Marry One, Kill One.
The Martin Champion.
It's a cuisine edition.
Okay.
So F1, Marry One, Kill One.
Okay.
Mexican.
Okay.
She says Tex-Mex, tacos, nachos, anything like that. Italian, pasta, pizza, or just straight up American. Burgers, fries, barbecue, things like that.
I would marry Mexican. I would F. Wait, F is good in this sense though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, oh, okay.
Like we're saying you would engage in
activities. Sure, sure.
Okay. I would F the American, and I would kill Italian.
You would.
Yeah, because he hates pizza.
I don't hate pizza.
He hates that really just, the idea.
But what
pizza.
About, like, pasta and spaghetti?
He's not, you think he's eating pasta?
I don't really... If I never had pasta again, I'd be all right.
Really?
Yeah.
You just don't like it?
No, I like it fine, but out of those three categories, I would rather have barbecue or a steak again. Like, if I had to choose one that you can never have again, Italian would be the easiest for me.
I would F Mexican, because I love it so much.
Okay.
I don't like how aggressive you guys are
He said it with his chest, too.
I would marry Italian, because I love it so much as well. I would probably kill the American.
I couldn't kill American.
You can't.
It's just
You have to pick one.
I know.
Right? That's the whole thing.
I don't ever eat burgers.
I'd probably kill Mexican.
What are sandwiches? Probably American.
American and then F Italian.
See? Sandwiches are probably more Italian than American.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't you go back there?
Sandwiches are more Italian?
I would say so.
They can be.
Well, anything can be anything. If you're having a pizza sandwich.
I mean, if I recall correctly, it originated out of England, so...
Yeah, I just don't think sandwich can be attributed to American.
Earl of Sandwich or Duke of Sandwich or whatever
like
it
that.
Is.
And so we came from England, so it's more American than anything else.
We're a melting pot, dude.
Do you think that Ham likes his new chocolate sandwich that he discovered?
Yes. I never even thought about it like that, but it is just so basically insane. A chocolate sandwich.
I think every day he's walked in with one more than the previous day.
That's incredible.
He's an amazing man.
He's 3.
You know, Tracy sent us this and she never answered. She says, does Great Donovan know about the bra rule when it comes to how many times it can be worn before washing? I said, no, not a chance he does. So enlighten us here and we'll discuss. But she never answered.
Well, I am married, so I know exactly how it goes.
You do? You know that you don't know if she puts that bra away?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
I just
that was a big give up.
I just wanted to pop it.
Of course you did. It's always about that with you.
Pop it.
Oh my goodness.
That's all I care about.
Do you think that your wives wear their bra more than one day?
I would say yes. I would think so.
Without washing it?
Yes, according to what you're doing.
Not in a row. Out, man, I don't know with mine.
I would say yes. If you're just going to the office.
I think you're wrong.
And then you come back home and that's the first thing they'll do is immediately take that thing off when they get to the house.
I know.
And you're not sweating
anything.
That's
why you like to live with them. It's the
best.
Why
wouldn't you? You guys are putting ass in pants every day, and then you're questioning putting boobs in one. And
No. This is underwear. It's bra's underwear.
Nah, man. It goes under their shirt.
It's touching skin.
Right.
Yeah, but
if she was wearing a hoodie over that, do you think that she's like, oh, I can't wear that again?
Her boobs aren't stinky. Have you ever smelled stinky boobs?
Oh, yeah.
They get sweaty.
Who are you messing with? That's my whole point.
Exactly. Sweat. Boob sweat.
That's my whole point. If you're just going to the office or anything, you're not sweating, yeah, you can put that thing on again.
I'm saying it's natural sweat throughout the day.
Right.
You know, you've got everything mixed up.
No, I don't.
Everything that you talk about is wrong.
I don't have everything mixed up. That's you guys thinking that just... Never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I would say that you can get a couple of wears out of that thing, but who knows? I don't wear them. I think they discard it
after a day.
Like, just throw it away?
So. No, it's not like, no. Of course, like saran wrap. No.
Disposable bras?
You just put it in the washer or whatever. You put it in the dirty clothes hamper. Okay, from Nikki, what household chore do you hate the most? She says, for instance, I'd rather clean a toilet than unload the dishwasher.
Oh, that's backwards for me.
I hate cleaning the floors because we have hardwood floors. If they were carpet, I like the vacuum. Man, cleaning the hardwood floors is not fun.
What do you do? How do you do it?
Like with the Swiffer or something like that? It just takes forever. And it doesn't look cool. Like a vacuum leaves those cool lines in there and you can like make it look really nice. What?
It's true.
You designed it like a baseball diamond.
Like a little kid over here. Yes. Right. Oh, look, it's Mickey Mouse in my rug.
This is great.
I feel like I fold so many clothes, you know, whether it's mine or the kids or whatever.
Your kids aren't folding their own drawers?
Oh my God. Don't even get me started.
You gotta spoil them.
Well, they've started to. I mean, the oldest one now does because he's like 40, but still.
Your oldest kid is not 40.
He aged quick.
But through the years, there's no, they didn't.
Oh, of course, I know.
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
mind folding laundry.
Do you remember doing your own laundry when you were like a 12, 13 or whatever?
No.
I never did.
I don't think I did that young. At some point I had to.
Yeah. Like when you go to college, you definitely, all right, I'm doing my own. But then you come home and want your parents to do your laundry.
I think I had to fold it for sure, my own stuff.
And that was the first call I got from school, from college, was, I don't know how to work this thing.
The washing machine?
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, I had to FaceTime him and all that.
Everything on normal, cold, go. That's what I do.
What about warm?
I never use warm.
You never do?
Nope. I put everything all together.
Warm gets the stink out.
Seems like it costs more.
Costs more?
Yeah, because you got to heat the water. Cold water doesn't cost as much as hot water.
Everything you say is wrong.
So you have no separation of laundry at all?
No.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay, Nikki asks if... This is a tough one. So if your wife is having a, I'm feeling overwhelmed just by life or whatever,
mm-hmm.
What do you do to assist her?
That's a tough one.
Leave.
See...
Like, leave her, like,
yeah.
You need space.
Yes.
I think.
Like,
so.
One of these meltdown-y moments.
Right.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, baby, what can I do to comfort you right now? Do you do that, or you're like, I gotta get out of here?
No, I don't leave. It's one of those, okay, well, let's, you know, go put some clothes on and let's go get something to eat.
It depends on what it's about.
Was she always naked?
Yeah. No, but if she's at the house or something.
Quit telling her to pop the top.
And you
want to
go for a nice meal, yeah, go put some clothes on and let's go drink somewhere and talk about your problems. And then pop that top. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not, though.
I am. No, it's one of those, let's just chill out. And then sometimes she may just say, I just need to go in a room and shut the door and, hey, have at it. Shut the door. But I definitely am not, what's wrong? What's going on? If you are overwhelmed, maybe you need a little time to just chill.
That's usually what it tends to be. But there are times where it's like, okay, you need to talk about something, what's going on. But usually it's like, just need space, I'm like, all right, cool, see ya. And you're like,
I don't have to deal with it.
Let's go drinking. Get your mind off of it.
Right. And then what?
Yeah, and then whatever. From Tech Girl, do you remember the first girl you asked on a date, and how did the date go?
I guess officially, so in seventh grade, yeah, I asked this girl named Amanda to the movies.
Does that count?
Well, it does.
Are you talking about a date by yourself or parent-assisted date?
I feel like a date, you're in a car, you're driving, all that.
No, to me, I count that like that because, yes, we got dropped off. And I met her there, and we went to the movie. It was Sidekicks, the movie with Jonathan Brandis and Chuck Norris. I'll never forget this because we had been, I don't know, what do you call it in seventh grade? You're going together or something.
Yeah.
So I would stand by her on the tennis courts at lunch.
Huh. Right.
And then her friends had told me that she wanted me to kiss her. So all movie, all I could think about was trying to kiss this girl, and I was freaking out. And right when the end credits started, I just went for it, and we ended up kissing.
Oh, we have audio from Matt.
I got so excited.
It's so awkward, dude.
It's so oh, my God. My hands were sweating. It was the worst.
It's so bad.
So
I'm trying to remember the first date where I drove because I didn't get my license until I was 18.
I remember
so I was
that.
Second year in college when I got my driver's license, but I had gone on dates before.
I remember that,
because they came to pick me up.
Oh,
really?
Because I'm a player.
Well, that's okay. So if you went, you went on a date with the girl before mm-hmm. you had a car.
Yes.
Did she have to meet your parents? Because when you're a guy and you go pick up the girl, you 100% have to meet the dad.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to go in and say hello.
What do you mean?
Walla.
So you had to meet her.
She came to pick me up.
He didn't have to meet anyone. That's the way to do it.
Man, that is wild.
You don't have to shake anybody's hand or nothing. You're just in there like, what's up?
Yeah.
Let's pop that thing.
I don't say pop that thing.
Pop the top.
Just the difference.
I don't know if it was my first date that I had, but it was certainly in the 1 through 5 range, and that's the one that sticks out the most to me because this girl, she was a year older than me.
Hey,
which.
Now.
That's a huge deal in high school.
Really I had it is. All the time.
Whoa.
I was so young. I graduated high school at 16.
Yeah.
So how much did you have?
Dates with girls older than me. My wife's older than me.
Yeah. Well, I was freaking out because she was a junior when I was a sophomore. And
oh, that's huge. That's huge in high school.
Yeah, right. And she was super cute. And I was way out of my league. Well, she was like, let's go to a movie. Let's go see Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It had just come out. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I had to work that morning and it was like a daytime date.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we were going to go to the movies and then go to dinner after the movies. So I worked in the morning and then I came home. I showered because I worked at a golf course. I was all sweaty. It was in the middle of the summer. And I rush out to my car to go pick her up to make it on time because I was cutting it close with my job. And so my shoes were in the car and I put my socks on or whatever. And I run out to the car and I go pick her up. And then as I pull up to her house, I'm going to put my shoes on. I reach back in the back seat to grab my shoes.
Oh no.
They're not there.
That's fun.
We're already late to the movie. I have no shoes. I pop open the trunk, and there are golf shoes. And not only golf shoes.
On a date with an older chick.
Spikes. Like, rink, rink, after each step. Rink, rink, rink.
Awesome.
And I'm like, I really screwed up here. I don't know what to do. And she's like, just put on your stupid golf shoes and let's go to the movie. I'm like,
awesome. Everyone just.
Oh, my God.
Here's you rolling into the movie theater. Click. You want to get some popcorn? No.
Man, that is the best.
Don't move.
It was the worst date I've ever had, and there was no second date.
You didn't make out in the movies?
No, we didn't make out during Ferris Bueller. No, she wanted nothing. I was a loser at that point.
Yeah, it's rough.
I didn't have shoes.
Well, why did she say yes?
Well, I mean,
you've been. She knew you were a loser beforehand.
I know,
shoes
but
wouldn't make the difference.
That solidified everything of what
she couldn't handle it.
Dumbass, I was.
You are dumb.
She needed more.
Yeah, I know.
She needed a real shoe.